In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When his hour had come, he loved them to the end. See how he washed his disciples' feet. This act is indicative of his entire life. He is always concerned for others, not for himself. So he gave up his place of honor where the angels perpetually sing his praise. He set aside his majestic throne, and he humbled himself to come down to earth. He had seen the miserable state of his creatures. He set aside his majesty, his divine prerogatives and attributes, and wrapped the servant's towel around his waist. He came to earth not to be served, but to serve, to give, to bless, to heal, to help. He came to be the Savior. He came not to be worshipped, but he came for this hour of his love. He who pours down water from heaven to fill the depths of the ocean pours water into a basin to wash the feet of sinners, so they might forever stand before God on holy ground without fear and trembling. His love is not a feeling in his heart, but his love is an action. An action that flows from the very depths of the divine nature. He loves his Father and he loves his fallen creatures, and so he loved them to the end. To the end of what? To the end of his life, to be sure. For Scripture says, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friend." Draw a picture of the love of God, and you can only draw one thing, Jesus. Hanging on a tree. There is the great depths of the love of God, most clearly seen, unlike any other place. Not a manger, not an empty tomb, but the Son of God hanging in your place. This is his great glory and honor and worship and praise. Lifted up, bearing the world's sins. Lifted up to reconcile men to the Father. Lifted up to draw all men to himself. His hour of glory, his great hour of love, is an hour of pain and torment and torture and suffering and blood and death. Yet there is no other way, for man has sinned, therefore man must pay for his sins. An animal will not suffice to pay for the sins of men. And one man cannot die to save another, much less even his own body. And so the Son of God left that majestic throne and humbled himself to become a servant, even to the point of death. Everything in Jesus' life has led up to this hour where he displays the love of God to the world by redeeming the world through his blood. The Father did not spare his Son, but gave him up for us all. He redeemed us through his Son. And thus Christ became the end. So there is more to this end than simply Jesus died. The Apostle Paul says that Christ is the end of the law, and Jesus himself says that he did not come to abolish the law. So Christ is the end of the law, the end of the prophets, the end of the Pentateuch, the end of the Levitical priesthood, the end of Sinai, the end of the temple. Christ is the end of the shadows, the circumcision and works of the law. He is the end of the temporal nation of Israel, the end of the seed of Abraham, the end of the line of David, the end of the Passover, the end of the blood that was sprinkled again and again and again. He is the end of all things, because in him all things find their fulfillment. That is his hour of love. And so the hour has come for the temple to be torn and the earth to shake. The hour has come for rocks to split and tombs to break open. The hour has come for the Levitical priesthood to be complete. And the Passover lambs, the temple, the prophets, even the monarchy and the whole nation of Israel to give way to Jesus. they must decrease so that he can increase. And that end looks like resurrection, restoration, and recreation. The end of the love of God means a new beginning for all who believe in him. So do not be sad for Jesus because he could have stopped it at any moment, but rather rejoice and thank God that he loved you to the end and thus fulfilled the scriptures completely for you. This is the hour of his love, where he brings about the completion of all the promises of God. The ancient serpent who deceived us by a tree is now overcome by a tree. This hour ends all other hours, as our entire life and day and each second is caught up into his hour. This hour defines us. This hour of his love directs our steps. This hour of his cross is our hope and our glory and our joy. For the Son of Man has gone to the Father as the end of all things, so that newness of life might flow to you. So unless Jesus washes you, therefore, you have no share with him in this new creation. The shadows and promises have their end, but his love will never end. You do not live in works. You live in the love of Christ. You do not live in works of the law that you carry out. You live in the love that God has shown you on that tree. Thus he washed you in holy baptism to make you new and clean so you might share in this new life. He took you in his arms and poured crimson water over your head to unite you to himself so that you might be as he now is, that you might share in his hour, in his love, in his glory, in his resurrection, in his joy. God has not stopped loving his people. Through this washing, he has cleansed you through faith. St. Peter is always quick to react, refusing our Lord's washing. How foolish of heart and slow of mind to view man as the server and God as the recipient. It is not beneath God to die on a cross. It is not beneath God to show love to man by washing his feet. It is not beneath God to baptize or to serve his holy supper. Unless Jesus does something to you, you can have no life with him. We cannot forget that we are sinful by nature and all our righteous acts are nothing more than filthy rags. If we forget those things, then like St. Peter, we will forget that we need Jesus to do something for us. And we'll flip it. Instead of Christ serving us, we will talk about how we serve him, how we love him, how we decided for him, accepted him, and are dedicated to him. And thus our relationship would shift from one of receiving love from a Savior to one of works of men. Learn from what you sing week in and week out. Create in me a new heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Bathed in the waters of holy baptism, you need not be baptized again. You only need the forgiveness of sins to cleanse your feet so you can walk in the commands of our Lord and stand on holy ground with joy and gladness. The hour of Christ is a past event, but this hour now comes to you in a present reality through the forgiveness of sins. There Christ continues to wash clean your heart through his word, so that you might stand with joy as holy, spotless creatures before your God. He cleanses you so that you might live in love even as he has loved you. The Christian life is patterned after Jesus' life. He is the end, and your life flows from his. Thus you are conformed to his love. So you are not here on this earth to be served by governments, by parents, by children, by a spouse. or by friends and coworkers. You are here to serve them, to love them, to give yourself to them even as Christ has given himself to you. So take off your honor, your status, your glory, no matter how high it has gained, no matter how high it is on this earth, and wrap the servant's towel around your waist. Be ready at all times to help your neighbor. Whether he disagrees with you like St. Peter, still serve him. Even if he is your enemy like Judas, still serve him. Right now is your hour of love, that you might love one another and be conformed evermore to the love of Christ. So when his hour had come, he loved them to the end, and thus fulfilled the scriptures by his cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.